Camden Town,
Holborn,
Regent's Park,
West Hampstead,
Gospel Oak, Swiss Cottage,
Kentish Town,
Bloomsbury, Highgate,
St Pancras,
Covent Garden, King's Cross,
Somers Town,
Fortune Green, Camden Community Radio.
I'm standing on a bend of the Regent's Canal near Royal College Street. The water is still, the trees are green, and there's a couple of ducks dabbling around picking out sticks for their nest on the opposite bank. But a few miles down the canal towards Islington, and things are not so tranquil. Tensions have flared between boaters and local residents who are complaining about increased noise and wood smoke coming from the canal. The trouble has led the London Assembly to launch an investigation. Its aims are to examine how the canals are used throughout London and suggest changes that could help reduce tensions as an ever-increasing number of people are attracted to the idyllic liveaboard lifestyle. The investigation is being led by London Assembly member Jenny Jones. I spoke to her to find out more.
What we've seen over the past decade or so, well, longer really, is that house prices in London are rising all the time. It becomes harder and harder for people who are coming into London, and our population is increasing, it becomes harder for them to buy a property or even rent a property. So the canals have started to look like very reasonably priced ways to actually live in London without enormous financial burdens. And that means there's more and more pressure on the canals, on moorings, on canal facilities. And so it's not only, you know, canal-side properties, residents who are seeing, you know, more air pollution, more noise pollution, but it's also boaters themselves who are finding, you know, it's very difficult to find a mooring and very difficult to find facilities that aren't overused.
And so, and the types of solutions or changes you're considering are...
It's difficult at the moment to say what the solutions might be, because, of course, that's what we're taking a lot of submissions, a lot of evidence from people, and we have to put all that together before we can see our way forward. But I would imagine we'll be making recommendations to all sorts of levels of government. For example, we might even suggest some legislation changes to the government. We'll certainly probably suggest some small solutions to the councils along the canal boroughs, and also probably recommendations to boaters themselves, because clearly everybody has to play their part. And quite honestly, the canal is such a beautiful place, and it is a lovely place to live. So we should be finding a solution to this, to the potential overcrowding.
After speaking to Jenny Jones, I dug around more into the investigation online. I found that a group called the Friends of the Regent's Canal had posted an open letter writing back to Jenny about the issues on their website. It was written by Ian Shacklock, the man who runs a group. From his letter, I could tell that he was a man who cared a lot and knew a lot about the canal. We met in Regent's Park, and I began by asking him how big a problem he thought the overcrowding was.
This has become one of the biggest problems. Yeah? I mean, if you'd asked me 2 years ago, I'd have said the biggest problem was cycling conflicts, you know, competing for space. I've also had lots of problems with property developments, you know, losing historic buildings and public access. That's still an ongoing worry, yeah? But this is worrying me more than anything else at the moment, because we're dealing with people's homes.
So are there any changes that you would like to see, or, you know, if any, what would you like to see?
I'd like to see a redistribution of available mooring spaces. I wanted, first of all, I did write back and I made some recommendations, and I thought that there ought to be an understanding of how we got to this situation. It didn't happen overnight. You know, it's taken 20 years to get from a problem where no one complained to a situation now where people are at each other's throats, you know, several times a day. And that happened because the situation was just neglected. I think...
Who would you blame?
Several sides, actually, but I mean, I suppose you could start with the authorities. The Canal and River Trust, which was British Waterways, continued to issue licences.
I should stop here to explain that the Canal and River Trust is the charity in charge of managing the 2,000 miles of canals and inland waterways in Britain, including all issues arising from narrowboats.
They were collecting the money for the licences, and nobody broke any rules as such. but they didn't keep tabs of what happened next, and they were under no obligation to. So they would sell a licence to somebody who perhaps bought the boat in the Midlands. They would sail it down to London and live in London. That's completely within the rules of licensing, nobody was keeping tabs on what the long-term effect of that was, and now we are. I'm very worried, actually, because the reason I got involved at the level I'm at is that this could threaten boating, because they're under the spotlight, and they're going to have to change the habits in certain ways. And if it's not handled properly, if the boaters don't get a chance to sort of react quickly, they could be sort of cleansed out of the area.
So you're just a redistribution, but so not a redistribution outside of to the, say, the edges of London?
No, not at all. But I think we ought to identify spots that currently may not have mooring rings, that are less, you know, on people's doorsteps. You know, let's just examine where we could sort of spread things more thinly to. And
is there anything that you don't want to see? So any changes that you wouldn't want to see?
Well, I wouldn't want to see, for example, a ban on all sorts of boats, especially the old, some of the old vintage ones, you know, the coal boats. Now, they're about 50, 60 years old, and that would be like cleansing part of history. I think we need to sort of be realistic. You know, we don't want a one-size-fits-all solution. I mean, there could be pockets of Islington and London where we say, look, this has to be smoke-free. Uh-huh. But there might be other areas where, you know, you might be a bit more liberal, and or it's down to the density of people affected.
So in your sort of dream, or in your ideal world, what is the balance of boats on the canal? How do you picture that?
Oh, we have a rich diversity at the moment. You know, we have the leisure boaters, and we have the people who work on boats, people who just live on boats but don't travel very far. You know, we have people who serve other boats. It's quite a wide community, and I wouldn't want to see it broken up to the point that it was just the rich or just the poor and no one in between. I'd want the people to sort of continue to coexist.
Hearing what Jenny and Ian had to say about the overcrowding, it seemed to me that I should finish by speaking to one of London's boaters themselves. After all, they're the ones who will have to bear the brunt of any changes. Pete lives with his family on a narrow boat at Cumberland Basin, just upriver, or should that be up canal, from Camden Locks. I asked him what changes he'd like to see.
Well, I mean, I'd have said that, you know, to have more moorings in London would be a great idea, really. Because, you know, there's a lot of people who love to live on the canal, and there's a lot of, there's a lot of people waiting to get a mooring in London.
Uh-huh.
There's a definite shortage.
And so, have you noticed crowding in recent years?
I wouldn't say it's crowding, because you've only got a specific number of places you can actually moor. But I know that there's lots of people who end up trying to find a mooring outside London, because of the cost of inside London moorings, and secondly because you've got. There just aren't enough moorings. If you think about it, when the canal was a working item, it was, you know, there was work boats everywhere, and why shouldn't it be like that now?
Jenny Jones's investigation is ongoing, and she's keen to hear from you if you feel strongly about the canal in your area. To get in touch, visit the London Assembly website at www.london.gov.uk/moorings.
Camden Town,
Holborn,
Regent's Park,
West Hampstead,
Gospel Oak, Swiss Cottage,
Kentish Town,
Bloomsbury, Highgate,
St Pancras,
Covent Garden, King's Cross,
Timmers Town,
Fortune Green, Camden Community Radio.